Game four, Wednesday night, Philadelphia, 8-11-10. Philadelphia's fans don't fit the brotherly love stereotype. They get on their own players when they fall short. But they're ardent and knowledgeable and were a force and a positive factor during this contest. Capacity at Citizens Bank Park is 43,000, but more than 45,000 turned out, standing behind the seated spectators at every open place. Only St. Louis and perhaps Boston rival this home team backing. This is a true baseball town. With many key players hurt, Utley, Howard, and Victorino were all missing. The Phils turned their attention to some intriguing backups. 20-year-old lefty swinger Dominic Brown, who fouled off a slew of tough pitches to work a sixth-inning walk-off tough Billingsley. Earlier, he got an RBI on a ground out after Billingsley gave freebies to Ibanez and Worth. The LA starter was throwing a heavy sinking fastball that was very effective until his command wavered in the fourth and Phil's bats woke up for three long doubles in the fifth and sixth. Unfortunately, Glode, a hired gun left-hand pinch hit bat now subbing for Howard, pulled up lame heading into second. The groin pull was not good news, but they gave Ross a good ovation as he gimped off the field. Little Roy Oswalt, a trade deadline pickup from Houston, pitched very well for seven innings. His presence showed that the management of the Phillies was looking out for both fans and players, and the spirit in the park felt like, despite Atlanta's lead in the East and all the adversity, that the Phils would be playoff bound again. The Dodgers had been struggling all year, missing Manny Ramirez's big bat and now missing Furcal and Martin with injuries as well. The young and talented Kemp was benched in favor of Gibbons, an old Oriole out of Major League Baseball for years and recalled after 18 minor league homers. Kemp had been swinging at lots of bad pitches and his average had sunk into the 250s. His pinch hit at bat in the seventh resulted in yet another strikeout on a low outside pitch. The Dodgers had traded for reinforcements, getting Podsednik, who had three of the six LA hits this night, and Terrio at the trade deadline. But this lineup of little hustling singles hitters, including Jamie Carroll, was clearly not a playoff lineup. Ethier, who reached base six times in the LA win the night before, was ineffective and had no protection in this lineup. The Phillies' bullpen, perhaps their most inconsistent element, looked fine tonight. Both Madsen and Lidd striking out two in their single innings and protecting the 2-0 lead impeccably. Joe Torre had not been able to get what he wanted out of his LA team and was considering retiring. Charlie Manuel's Phils were overachieving and confident that when their stars returned, all would be fine. The two-run margin of victory looked wider than the score indicated.